702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
All right, 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, and the Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, the ones who fly SAA's growing route network, now flying to Sao Paulo, Brazil, your gateway to South America. Crystal, a very good morning to you. Ooh, gosh, we spoke about this for the first time some years ago, the bickering around the Nile Basin, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt. Do we have a deal about that, that Nile Renaissance mega dam?
Good morning, Bongani. So there's no formal deal between the three countries, but Ethiopia has announced that they've completed the filling of this controversial dam project. Now, it's been a source of regional tension. As you say, we've been speaking about it for years. In fact, since it started, which was 2011, Sudan and Egypt, very unhappy about it. Ethiopia continuing on the path, Bongani. And I think what's been so interesting about following this Nile Basin project is Ethiopia put its national interest first, even though it had caused major concern, still major anger, especially from Egypt, because we know, firstly, Nile, you know, it's the longest river in Africa, stretching about 6,700 kilometers to the Mediterranean. Egypt has historically been the main beneficiary of the Nile, and Ethiopia was saying, look, it's in our national interest that we build a gift, as the Prime Minister says, to generations. And of course, it's a game changer for the country of about 100 million people. We're looking at, this massive hydroelectric dam, 1.8 kilometers long, 145 meters. So the plan is that it could generate up to 5,000 megawatt, which of course, at the moment, it's double the country's production because only about half of the population have access to electricity. Negotiations, ironically, were suspended for about 2 years. It's restarted. I think being a BRICS Plus member might have played a role in that, Bongani. But I don't think it's going to end the tension. But I do think what's interesting about it, that Ethiopia, despite all the noise, just continued with it. They completed it. And now I think economically, it's going to be a game changer for Ethiopia.
Right, Crystal, let's talk about Sierra Leone now. Powership, of course, is a controversy in this part of the continent. What's going on there?
Yes, I thought let's continue on the power front. So Sierra Leone signed this deal in 2020. And of course, at the time, it made sense. But now, years later, the country is not able to pay that bill. And we're looking at a debt of $40 million, Bongani. Now, for a small country like Sierra Leone, this is a lot of money. And interestingly enough, it's not even a lot of electricity that the country is getting. You know, we're looking at about 65 megawatts. Now, in context, South Africa, we need 60,000 megawatts. So that's just in terms of context. So what's been interesting is that, you know, when you sign a deal with the car powership, it's firstly, you have to back it by guarantees. There must be a willingness to pay. And basically, if you don't pay, they will cut it off. And this is what they've done. So Freetown, the capital, have literally been in darkness. There's been no power, which in essence, the Sierra Leone government is saying to their people, look, we've been subsidizing you. It's a lot of money. We've been paying in dollars. You, as the citizens of Sierra Leone, have been paying in local currency. Their local currency have totally crashed. So it means that from an economic sense, it just does not make sense for the country. So, of course, you know, no power, no car powership. And I do think it's just worthwhile to consider there's been a lot of countries in crisis that signed these car powership deals. Here we're talking Ghana, Libya, Sierra Leone in particular, but it just doesn't make business sense. And in Sierra Leone's case, Bongani, they do not have the money to pay. So unless there's going to be some diamond windfall, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays itself out.
Yeah, it's been a difficulty because, of course, as you say, they've been subsidizing more than half, in fact, of the cost the powerships charge per kilowatt hour. And with one of the worst performing currencies in the world against the dollar, there's just simply no more money to pay the Turkish company because, of course, that has to be done in dollars. So what has happened? Sierra Leone now facing significant power cuts as, of course, Kapowership switches off that supply. Stories from the continent with Crystal Alderson in... No.